Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Today, we bring you a special report on the new coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak in our region and around the globe. Stay tuned. Now that the World Health Organization, WHO, has officially declared the new coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak a pandemic, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, has renewed its call on countries and territories of the Americas to focus on containing the virus and saving lives by ensuring that health workers are protected, preparing to care for patients, and reducing transmission through multi-sectoral actions and measures. The countries of Latin America and the Caribbean are already in the phase of responding to cases and clusters of COVID-19, said PAHO Director Carissa Etienne in a broadcast. She stressed that countries need to be ready to respond to the situation we are experiencing today and with the tools they have at their disposal for imported cases, while also preparing for tomorrow and the possibility of localized outbreaks or even transmission in the community.
PAHO's recommendations to countries of the Americas are now even more relevant. As I have said before, it is likely that our region will face a combination of three different scenarios at once. There will be countries that experience imported cases that can be contained. There will be others that see outbreaks in closed environments, such as nursing homes or prisons. And then there will be other countries that will see widespread community transmission. It is vital that all countries prepare tailored responses to each and every one of these possibilities using all available resources. This means that all countries who have not yet activated their pandemic plans should do so now. And while all actions are important, countries should focus on five key areas: ensuring early detection, saving lives, reducing disease transmission, and working with all other sectors to maintain basic services, communicating with the public at every stage. Every person in every community must play their part to protect themselves, their families, and everyone else by washing their hands frequently with soap and water, avoiding close contact with those who are sick. When coughing or sneezing, always use a tissue and throw it away immediately, or cough or sneeze into the inside of the arm. And every person should always follow the advice of their country's public health officials. Public health recommendations are meant to protect you and your loved ones. These measures will help reduce the spread of the disease so that health services will not become overwhelmed and can provide the care that people need. We are better prepared now than we were 10 years ago, as we have learned lessons from previous pandemics and epidemics. We have been through difficult times before and will once again overcome this challenging situation. The region of the Americas is known for its solidarity and for working together as a team. Now, more than ever, we must join together for our own health and the health of our families and communities.
That was Carissa Etienne, director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, on the rapid arrival of COVID-19 to our region, where over the past 2 weeks, 15 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean have confirmed cases of coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, in addition to the United States and Canada. Cuba is the latest country that has joined the list of Caribbean countries with confirmed cases of the new coronavirus. The Cuban Health Ministry said on Wednesday, March 12, that three Italian citizens tested positive to COVID-19, while another Italian who was traveling with them tested negative. The four tourists had been staying at a hostel in the southern town of Trinidad in Santi Espíritus province after arriving in the capital on Monday. Upon showing symptoms of respiratory illness, the four Italian tourists were taken Tuesday to the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, where they were hospitalized and tested for COVID-19, and the day after, on Wednesday, three of them were found to be infected. In the Caribbean region, the number of countries reporting cases of COVID-19 has slowly increased since the first cases were recorded in the Dominican Republic, St. Martin, and St. Barthélemy less than 2 weeks ago. Earlier this week, Jamaica reported two confirmed cases, while Guyana recorded one, which resulted in the first death from the virus in the Caribbean, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines reported its first case of COVID-19 infection. And we would like to end today's program by echoing the call issued by PAHO WHO to countries around the world, and particularly in our region, to redouble efforts to contain the virus and save lives by identifying and caring for patients and reducing transmission through multi-sectoral actions and measures. And that's all for today. Join us again next week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful tune by Jamaican reggae icon Bob Marley and a tune called One Love, which conveys a clear message of caring and unity. Until next time.
Chances grow.